listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. An 8th consecutive rate hike for those paying off a home has impacted how the Christmas shopping will go this year. The RBA moving to raise the cash rate 0.25% to 3.1% yesterday, the highest it's been in a decade. These listeners telling us they're feeling the pressure.
Probably a bit more difficult than the last year. Like the last year you could sort of deal with, but with the price of groceries and everything else, that basically means you've got to cut down on a bit of everything.
Scary. Scary to know that this financial pain is coming at a time when I'm trying to buy presents for my kids and put food on the table.
All of the big four banks have passed on the latest hike. While a new report has found one in five of us are struggling to pay for groceries and bills each week, the cost of living appears to be hitting young people the hardest, with 60% worried about their current financial situation. Meantime, watermelons are the latest grocery item to be hit by skyrocketing price increases, some supermarkets charging up to $34 for a whole one. Indonesia has passed legislation banning sex outside of marriage, including for Aussie tourists. Those caught doing so could face up to a year in jail. The new criminal code will be applicable in 3 years. And Santa has visited Air Services Australia to help plan his big flight this Christmas Eve. He's been assigned the call number Sleigh Rider 1 ahead of Operation Present Drop. Adelaide will host Novak Djokovic's first tournament in Australia since his controversial deportation. The tennis champ has confirmed he'll play at the Adelaide International from January 2nd as a tune-up for his return to the Aussie Open. Australia is refusing to rule out Pat Cummins on tomorrow's second test in Adelaide. The skipper was spotted at training last night despite a thigh complaint. And tickets for next year's Melbourne Grand Prix have sold out in a matter of hours. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny for Brisbane, chasing a top of 32 degrees, also blue skies for the Gold Coast, a max of 28, partly cloudy for Sydney, getting to a top of 29, an afternoon shower or two for Melbourne and 20, showers developing for Hobart, 19 the max, partly cloudy for Adelaide and 21, a sunny morning for Perth before a possible storm and 32. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Just search for the Children in the Pictures podcast, available now via the Listener app.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.